Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello and welcome to another podcast. Good to have you with me again today. We are changing gears as we head into a new chapter and our verse-by-verse study through the book of St. John. We have arrived at the top of the 15th chapter, and the transition that I want to bring out would happen at the last phrase of John 14:31, where Jesus says, "Arise, let us go from here." Yet if you're looking at your hard copy of the Word, you'll notice that from John 14:31 to John 15:1, there is no black words, no narrative voice, just the red words of Jesus. The words written in red are to show us when Jesus is talking, and there's no break between the end of the 14th and the 15th chapters. I'm not real sure what I think it was probably a good break by the translators, but it's an interesting usage of language by John to tell us that Jesus said, "Arise, let us go up from here," and then to tell us nothing about where they rise and go up to. However, we do know that by the time we arrive at the end of the 17th chapter, Jesus and his disciples go over the brook Kidron and enter into the Garden of Gethsemane. And in between, there's just a little bit of narrative voice, most of which is to tell you that the disciples were either asking questions among themselves or were collectively asking Jesus questions. So the conversation that commenced in the end of the 13th chapter obviously just keeps going on into the 17th chapter, where Jesus prays. Somewhere here at the end of 14, the beginning of 15, the location of their meeting moves. I personally think, just based upon the flow of the writing, I think that the conversation starts at what we call the Last Supper in the 13th chapter, where Jesus washes their feet, they break bread and drink wine, Judas gets up, walks out, Peter asks the question about can't he go with him, and that in turn kicks off the entire conversation that we know as the 14th chapter. When that chapter concludes and Jesus says, "Rise, let's go up from here," I think they get up and they leave the room. And they're probably, by the way, in the home of Mark. That's what many theologians believe, that they've been in the home of Mark. And they go, and in fact, it might be even alluded to in one gospel. And I think they go from the end of John 14, they start the journey that will end them up crossing over the brook Kidron and entering into the Garden of Gethsemane in the 18th chapter. In the meantime, I'm only telling you all that because I believe that the journey from Mark's house to Gethsemane, which incorporates 3 chapters of text, excuse me, I believe that it could have led them past Herod's entrance, grand entrance to the temple in Jerusalem, over which the front gate that led into the temple area had a large golden vine etched into the gate. It went from the left side of the gate over the gate to the right side of the gate, the large vine. That could lead us to the Jesus statement of John 15:1, "I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser," because it almost seems out of place. He says at the end of 14, "Let's get up and go." Then in 15, boom, "I'm the true vine." And he's totally changing topics, and he's not even answering a question. No one just said, "Hey, who's the vine?" So I like to think, and I'm not alone in this, I've read other commentators make this point, that maybe Jesus is on the journey to Gethsemane and stops at that great and famous and well-known architectural landmark of Jerusalem, the Herod Gate into the temple, which had the great vine over the top of it. And Jesus is pointing at it, saying to his disciples, basically, "Look and see that vine, but I'm the true vine." Tomorrow we actually get into the implications of what it means to be the true vine. Today was just sort of an interesting transition podcast to try to take you from one spot to the other. Those are sometimes necessary when we're doing verse by verse studies. So I apologize if you didn't get deep, deep bread today, but it just sets us up to go a little bit deeper tomorrow. And that's what it's all about. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.